The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today
FM. So two major IRA figures died at the weekend. Pearse McCauley and Rose Dugdale. Rona McCreevy, Irish Times journalist and co-author of the book The Kidnapping with Tommy Conlon, is with us. Statements in relation to one or both from Sinn Féin?
Neither. Neither official statement. There was some TDs, Angus O'Snoddy and Mark Ward, who issued statements in relation to Rose Dugdale, but not a cricket in relation to Pearse McCauley.
Because there was a time when Pearse McCauley was a big favourite of Sinn Féin TDs.
Absolutely. He was convicted of manslaughter in 1999, along with three others for the... I considered the murder of Gerry McCabe. And
this was Garda Gerry McCabe County Limerick in June 1996.
Yeah, Detective Garda Ben O'Sullivan, who was very, very badly wounded. But no sooner were they in jail before Sinn Féin were calling for them to be released as part of the Good Friday Agreement prisoner releases. The government pushed back against that, and McCauley ended up spending almost 10 years in jail.
But he was visited regularly by senior Sinn Féin people.
Yes,
and also when he was released, controversially, Martin Ferris, then serving TD, collected him and drove him away from prison.
Well, there was a campaign right from the very beginning that he was, that they were, McCauley and the rest of them were jailed to get them released. And they became something of a folk hero. There was letters read out at the Ardesh from them. They were given standing ovations in 2003, etc. And then, of course, that
in their absence, because they were all in prison.
Yeah, and the end result was that in 2009, when McCauley and another one of those who convicted a guy called Kevin Walsh was released, Martin Ferris, who was a TD at the time, Sinn Féin TD at the time, was there to pick them up.
Okay, tell us a little bit about McCauley's background that had made him something of a hero in Republican circles until that point.
Well, he was born in, he's from Strabane in Tyrone, and he was first arrested in London, in England, in October 1990 in Stonehenge, of all places. He was charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Sir Charles Tidbury, who was a sort of magnet at that stage. He escaped along with Nesson Quinlivan from Brixton Prison in July 1991. They had been able to conceal a gun that was in a shoe, and he came to Ireland. He was arrested in Ireland, and the British tried to extradite him, and while he was fighting extradition, he was out on bail. And at that stage, it was during the time that he was out on bail that he carried out the Adair post office robbery in 1996 at Duke,
in which led to the killing of Gerry McCabe and the serious injuring of Ben O'Sullivan. When he was released from prison, he got married to a woman who's now a Sinn Féin TD, Pauline Tully.
That's right.
But he treated her appallingly.
Yeah, well, they got married in 2003, and he was released from prison to marry. In 2014, Christmas Eve to be precise. At that stage, himself and his wife had been estranged, and he went into the house on Christmas Eve, allegedly to see his kids, but actually he went in and stabbed Pauline Tully 13 times. And in an appalling attack, he was eventually knocked out by Pauline Tully's brother and arrested. And then he got 12 years in jail for the attempted for his crimes. At that stage,
did Sinn Féin finally dissociate himself at that stage from him?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, right, that the fact that he killed a Garda was seen as a lesser crime than the fact that he beat his wife up, you know. And so he was, they distanced themselves from him. There's absolutely crickets, as I said today. Nobody has said anything about him since he died. And apparently some reports are suggesting that he died alone from natural causes, and that he had been in his house for several days.
At the age of 59. Oh, he had featured in the news again recently. Before his release in 2021, apparently, he was being visited in prison by Jonathan Dowdall, the former Sinn Féin councillor who was involved with Gerry Hutch.
State's witness, yeah. And it's allegedly... Jonathan Dowdall was visiting him in jail to try and get him to get the dissidents on the side of the monk. And I think that this was brought up in his trial again. So, I mean, he has been out for 2 years now, almost 2 years, I think. And I think he's been completely disowned by the Republican movement.
Now let's move on to Rose Dugdale, who was the subject of a terrific book by Sean O'Driscoll a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And she has died at the age of 83. She was a British heiress.
Yes.
Who was involved in a litany of crime here in Ireland.
Yeah, well, she was an heiress. She was presented to, she was a debutante, presented to the Queen, etc. when she was 17. Became radicalised at Oxford University in the 1970s and 1972. After Bloody Sunday, joined the Provisional IRA, was involved in various different capers, including probably most famously the stealing of 19 world-class paintings from Rusborough House in County Wicklow. She was arrested in relation to that and given a 9-year jail term. And entirely coincidentally, there's a film which is going to be released from Friday called Baltimore, which is about that episode. There was also an infamous episode where she and Eddie Gallagher hijacked a helicopter and tried to bomb Strabane police station from the air. She described that as one of the greatest moments of her life.
Yeah, and there has also been, according to Sean, she was involved, or she claimed involvement in bombings in Britain in the 1990s.
That's right.
Which took lives.
Yeah, I mean, Sean O'Driscoll had great access to her. I mean, he interviewed her, he interviewed her son, he interviewed her Jim Monaghan at the time, who was one of the Columbia Three. And essentially, the book alleges that she was involved in developing an explosive mixture called Ballycroy 3-4, which is named after the village in County Mayo, where she developed this explosive mix, and that those explosives were used in the Bishopgate, the Baltic Exchange and the Canary Wharf bombings in the 1990s, which killed 6 civilians. So one of the striking things about that book is that she shows no remorse for those killings at all.
And she died this weekend. Rhona McCreevy from the Irish Times, co-author of The Kidnapping, which was written by Tommy Conlon. Thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. It all happens here.